When I was in university, I remember listening to a testimony of another student about her life. She had encountered the powerful love of God and was empowered to live out her faith in an even greater and deeper way. However, she had one foot living completely for God and the other in her past life. And she knew that she had to make a choice, that something had to change. And I remember her saying these words, "God did not want just a part of me. He wanted all of me." So we can interpret today's Gospels solely in a negative sense, Jesus demanding that we give up everything to follow him. Or including that, we can also interpret today's Gospel in light of Jesus' cry on the cross. "I thirst. I thirst for your heart. I thirst for your love. I am the one you were made for, and I am not satisfied with only a part of you. I want all of you." True discipleship requires detachment so that we can unite our whole heart with the sacred heart of Jesus. Today's gospel is seen as Jesus' cry for our heart. He pulls no punches and sets the standard for discipleship, the standard for relationship with him, extremely high. "In order to be my disciple, you must, one, hate your family, and yes, even life itself, and two, give up and renounce all your possessions." Now, when Jesus says hate, we need to understand it according to the Jewish idioms of the time. Hate does not mean to have anger or dislike for another person in this context. It was actually an idiomatic way of saying to love less. This softens the idea in one sense, but it actually heightens it in another way. It's refreshing to know that Jesus does not want us to hate our spouses. However, less is a comparative term. And so when Jesus is telling us to love our family less, he's saying less than. But what does that mean? Less than what? Less than himself. In other words, Jesus demands that we put him at the center of our life, at the center of our loves. Yes, he desires that we love our families and spouses with all of our heart, but he demands that they must be loved in him and after him. For he desires not a part of our love, but all of it. Indeed, this type of love can cause conflict, can bring with it the suffering of the cross. Yet this too is a requirement for becoming a disciple of Christ. Furthermore, Jesus desires that we give up or renounce all of our possessions. What does that mean practically for us? Does Jesus literally want us to sell everything? I mean, it's just winter outside too, so maybe in the summer it'd be easier, but in the winter, it's tougher. For some people, I would say, Jesus is definitely calling them to sell everything. Yes. For some people, Jesus has called them to a monastic or religious life or to a special vocation in which they are called to sell everything. However, for some people who are called to other vocations, they're called to take care of their families, for those who are responsible for them, and so they require possessions. But the question we need to ask ourselves is, do we possess material things or do they possess us? St. John of the Cross, who is a doctor of the church, has some great advice about this question. He noted that it was not just enough to be devoid of things, to not have things, in order to be attached from them. Because even though a soul is lacking a certain thing, the soul can still desire those material things. Even though I don't possess that nice car, I can still desire after it. And so what he says is that the interior freedom from material things, this is what leaves it free and empty of all things, even though the soul possesses them. Since the things of the world cannot enter the soul, they are not in themselves an encumbrance or hurt to it. Rather, it is the will and the appetite dwelling within that can cause the damage when set on these things. And what happens when we begin to detach ourselves from these worldly goods, something amazing begins to happen. And so St. John of the Cross also writes, since the immense blessing of God can only enter and fit in an empty and solitary heart, the Lord wants you to be alone. And I would add, he wants us to be alone within ourselves, detached from those material things. For he truly loves you with the desire of being himself all your company. To conclude, let us heed our Lord's call to true discipleship, our Lord's call to prefer him first and to renounce the things of this world, so that on the day of Christ, we will be found not to have run the race in vain, but be found as true disciples who have given their whole heart to the Lord, shining and burning with great love as bright stars in his kingdom.